Hey, Coach, I made a statement before. I said that Ken Stabler was the most colorful guy on the most colorful franchise. Could you capsulize that and say that that was truly Ken Stabler, or is there more to the legend?
No, I'd say that was a pretty good way to describe him. You know, he was certainly a charismatic, colorful guy on and off the field, and I think one of the things that made him so likable was that he didn't change. He was the same during the game, after the game, before the game, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Sunday, it didn't matter. He never changed his personality. He was always, you know, pretty easygoing with a fierce competitive nature to him.
Tom, I'm trying to look at the timeline here, and I see in 1976, obviously Ken Stabler is the Super Bowl winning quarterback. Your title is as assistant coach.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now yeah. The titles are so much more descriptive. They're the coordinator, they're the passing game coach. Were you sitting in the meetings with him all the time? And you know,
oh yeah, from day one. Yeah, we never had titles. We never had an offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator. We had a head coach, offensive coaches, defensive coaches. And a special team coach, maybe. That was it. When I came as an assistant coach in 72, my first position was wide receivers and tight ends, and then I did work with the quarterbacks in the passing game. And then eventually, within a matter of a year or two, John turned the quarterbacks over to me, and I met with them all the time. But I was mainly in charge of the passing game and working with the quarterbacks and without a title, yeah.
Tom
so
Flores.
I was pretty close to Ken. We spent a lot of time together.
Well, you were quarterback coach too, I believe, during that era. Yeah, during that time, I got to know Al Davis. Even though we were years apart in school, he went to Erasmus Hall in Brooklyn, where I went years later. And when he found out that that's where I went to high school, he gives me this big bear hug. He goes, "Now I love you." And the thing and I worked a half a dozen Super Bowls with Matt Millen, who has told me many stories about how Al really took care of his players. I think at the time when the Raiders were at their best, is it fair to say they were, like they use the term Cowboys, America's team, and right now the Patriots might be the most hated team in the NFL for a variety of reasons, but the Raiders were a team that I agreed with Davis. Davis said everybody feared us and wanted to play for us. Is that accurate?
That's pretty accurate, yeah. Players that we got from other teams that still had some, you know, some gas in their tank and were able to give us some good years, James being one of them. We brought them on, you know, and, you know, there were no guarantees in those days. So if they could still contribute, they were part of the Raiders, and most of them were very happy to be there.
You know, we never really know exactly where a nickname comes from, but Kenny Stabler being called Snake seemed pretty appropriate. Any idea of where the origin of that nickname came from?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think he got it in high school. When he was when his knees were healthy, he could run. I mean, he had great ability to run, quickness, and even with bad knees, he had enough quickness to escape when he had to. But that's where he got his nickname, from his ability to run like a snake.
Let me ask you, and everybody questions, why isn't Ken Stabler in the Hall of Fame? And the numbers indicate that based on the stats, more interceptions and touchdowns, he probably shouldn't be in. But by the same token, Namath had more interceptions than touchdowns. Was the evaluation process different for Namath because of the win in Super Bowl III?
No, the evaluation was because Stabler played in Oakland and Namath played in New York. Snake was a great quarterback that came to a great team. That was in the playoffs all the time and led us to a Super Bowl and had a great career, 14 years. So you take Snake and put him in New York, playing in New York, he'd be in the Hall. He would have been in the Hall 10 years ago.
So you have a conversation with Ken Stabler. How did that conversation go? Was it all about football? Was it anything but?
No, we used to talk sometimes in between meetings or before meetings. We'd sit around and we'd just shoot the breeze about, you know, anything, golf, you know, friends that we knew or somebody that we knew or, you know, something that happened along the way. And, you know, some of his friends that he had some unique friends, and we'd have a good time. We didn't know, you can't always talk football. With Snake, he was easy to be around. He made it easy for you to be around him.